is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original.
I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of State Blinken has postponed next week's planned diplomatic trip to China. It comes after a suspected Chinese spy balloon was seen over Montana. It's now high over the Midwest.
U.S. officials say the balloon is traveling at an altitude of 66,000 feet and maneuvering as it is blown on a trajectory that is expected to take it across the United States. The Pentagon continues to track it on radar and at times has it under visual observation. Military officials have recommended against shooting it down for now because of the danger it would pose to people on the ground. But officials say that recommendation could change once the balloon gets over an unpopulated area. David Martin, CBS News, Washington.
China insists it's a civilian research balloon and has expressed regrets. The government says employers added 517,000 jobs last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says that's considered a strong number.
The January jobs report underscores the message that Jerome Powell gave during his press conference this week. Although economic growth is weakening, the labor market remains resilient, which means the Fed is likely to continue raising interest rates maybe two more times at a quarter point each so that wage growth starts to come down and inflation readings improve.
Wind chills this morning in the upper Midwest were in the 25 below zero range. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says the brutal cold is now pushed east.
The winds continue to increase. They'll be running at gale force, running 20 to 30 and gusting over 40 miles per hour at times through the day today. And the temperature and wind combination will keep driving the wind chill down until it reaches dangerously low levels, anywhere from minus 10 to as low as minus 40 or minus 50.
Honda and the government are urging owners of thousands of older vehicles not to drive them until dangerous airbag inflators are replaced. Here's Jeff Gilbert of Detroit affiliate WWJ.
These are older 01 to 03 Hondas and Acuras with non-repaired Takata airbags. Honda says there are 8,200 vehicles out there that have a high risk of having the airbag inflator rupture that can cause death or serious injury. You can check with a dealer or the NHTSA.gov recall database.
A Republican bill in Arizona would restrict drag shows in the state.
It's not R-rated, it's X-rated entertainment.
GOP Senator John Kavanaugh says under the bill, performances would be banned near daycare centers, schools, and churches. Performer Jessica Harper spoke in opposition.
This bill is so vaguely written that it would effectively make it illegal for me to exist in public as a trans woman, let alone DJ anywhere but a strip club.
Checking Wall Street right now, a mixed bag. The Dow is up 57 points. The S&P is down 5. This is CBS News.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Home heating bills in Wisconsin are going up this winter. Experts say there are steps you can take to reduce the impact. Mike Moen has more.
The Energy Information Administration predicts that Midwest households that rely on natural gas will spend an average of $1,000 on heating bills this winter. That's a 33% increase over last year. Whitney Hayes of the energy nonprofit Elevate agrees the region will see cost headaches in the coming months.
We're expecting gas prices to continue to go up this winter because of things like the war in Ukraine, and we're still doing a lot of recovery from COVID and shipping and supply shock and whatnot. So
she advises that small things such as making sure there's air sealing around windows and doors can produce savings on your bill. And energy experts say electric heat pumps have come down in price and are now more reliable in extremely cold weather. David Kalata of the Citizens Utility Board agrees that heat pumps are a strong alternative to natural gas, but he stresses they still might be out of reach for low-income households and that policymakers need to offer more incentives to make them accessible to everyone. Meanwhile, he says maximizing these options will make a difference.
And if you take advantage of this program and then you'll seal cracks in windows and maybe install energy efficient light bulbs, all of that works together holistically.
For those worried about their heat being disconnected this winter, most Midwestern states have cold weather rules, which require utilities to offer a payment arrangement to avoid that scenario.
Budget billing programs don't save you money over the course of a year, but they smooth out your payments, so you pay less in the winter and more in the summer.
Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's.
If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the WAUK Radio Studios here on 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodora Yellman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. I am joined by my talented and capable engineer, Calvin. Hello, Calvin. And it is a beautiful sunny morning here in downtown, in spite of the chilly, chilly temperatures. I'd like to start the show by expressing my heartfelt thanks to all of you for your prayers and condolences over the recent passing of my mother. My mom lived for 91 years. Was married to the great love of her life for 67 years, brought 10 children into the world, and spoiled more than 15 grandchildren, was a devoted teacher of Latin and other languages, and a devout Catholic who touched so many lives in our hometown back in Western New York. It is also, it is an enormous comfort knowing that she is reunited with my father, who passed away less than 2 years ago, and along with the brother I never knew but has always been by my side. And it's also a great comfort to know that she lives forever through the love she shared with her children, grandchildren, and so many others. So thank you again. And a special thanks also to Connor Boston and Johnny Watermelon to most of us, for covering for me on the Blackshirt Radio broadcast Tuesday and Thursday. Calvin, how'd they do? You can be
they honest. Won both games.
No, I'm talking about Calvin.
The Connor broadcast was fantastic. Oh, Johnny and Connor did a great job. Knocked it out of the park.
Love it, yes. I know Johnny, by his own admission, not a big basketball guy, not as passionate about it as he is about football, not as knowledgeable. But I caught a little bit of it, and I thought they were great. But, yes, Calvin, thanks for stealing my thunder. They the Blackshirts beat West on Tuesday. By a nice little margin. I think that might have been a 15-point margin, evicted, if I remember correctly. And then they beat North. That victory was at home against West. And then at North, they beat North. And I think it was a similar margin, 15 points. So they are 4-0 against their crosstown rivals this basketball season and are looking to and they're currently, I believe, 10-8 overall and 8-5 in the Classic 8, if I have that correctly. And if they played a normal non-conference schedule instead of the best teams in the area you could find that are ranked in the state, they'd probably be 10-4. Credit to Coach Richter for having a really tough schedule, which will get them well prepared for the playoffs. And Blackshirts are looking to run the table on Tuesday evening at Catholic Memorial, where they hope to avenge a loss at home earlier in the season. They are playing today, 5 p.m. at Pewaukee. Unfortunately, we will not be broadcasting that game, but the good news is the reason why is because starting at noon today, one of Wisconsin's favorite sons, Charlie Barron's, debuts. He's going to have a noon show here every Saturday called the Cripes Cast. And I think today they're doing kind of a Charlie Barron's marathon. So happy to step aside and having Charlie Barron's broadcast. He'll be broadcasting throughout all the civic media networks. So what a great development for our, family of networks. So, hey, I also want to give a big shout out to Sad Boy Lou over at Katrina Cafe, who is the antithesis of sad. Great story behind his nickname. He served me this tasty cup of coffee to help me prepare for this today's show. So Lou hopefully is going to be a guest on one of my upcoming shows, along with the owners there at Katrina Cafe, to share some exciting projects that Lou's working on and that the others are working on. So, Connor, is there a caller?
Yes, Kristen is here.
And this is my guest who's appearing via phone, Kristen Hansen. Top of the morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good, good.
It is already 14 degrees, so we're better than yesterday.
Yes. How about it? So, Kristen, you'll be pleased to know, as I was leaving the Buffalo airport, and I always tell people, you know, it's always warmer in Buffalo in the winter than it is here, which is why we get all the snow, but it was not. It was so much colder. Like, the air coming in through the door, you know, to the plane, you know, the hangar or whatever they call it, the leg going to the, like, that air was coming in while you were sitting there, wait, and it was freezing. It was got, like, all the heat.
Oh, God.
It was awful. So, interesting that I'm actually heading back to warmer weather when I was heading back to Wisconsin last night. But, Kristen, I appreciate you accommodating me under short notice, and, of course, your appearance here is very timely because we have some elections coming up, don't we?
We do. We do. I know it seems like we just did this, but we're going to do it again. And then we're going to have the fall off. So everybody knows you're going to vote in February and April, and then you can take the rest of 2023 off.
Great news. And so I guess we should start by the number one, which is the primary coming up on February 21st, particularly the Supreme Court. Could you shed some light on that for all of us listening?
So first of all, I know the 21st sounds like a few weeks away, but early voting starts this Tuesday already on the 7th. So we'll have our usual couple of weeks of early voting. You can go to your municipal hall during their regular office hours probably and vote early, or there's still time to request a ballot and vote by mail. For the people in Waukesha County, for everyone in the state, you will have one major race on that ballot. And that is the Supreme Court primary. Some, depending on where you live, you might have other primaries. Elmbrook School Board has a race, but the focus is going to be narrowing down four candidates to two candidates. So you'll go in and you'll vote for the primary for one person, and then the top two vote getters will proceed on to the April 4th general election. So sometimes folks are like, do I vote for two people? Because two people get to win. Don't you vote for one person, and regardless of their ideological or otherwise leanings, the top two vote getters will move on.
Okay.
So, yeah, in this race, we have an interesting situation that, frankly, I can't think of a time in recent history when this has happened. At least, like I said, recently, we have two candidates who lean conservative, and we have two candidates who are considered the liberal candidates. So folks, you know, need to really investigate all four of them and, you know, see who they think best represents their values and who they would like to be able to vote for again in the April election and eventually see actually on our Supreme Court. So a lot of thoughtful consideration to be done there, and I hope that folks really do give it some thought and don't just decide to stay home and let other people choose for them, because that's essentially what happens when you don't vote in a primary.
Yes, thank you. Yes, please do your homework. And you know, I'd also want to, Kristen, you mentioned the party affiliations or the ideologies. These are nonpartisan primaries though, correct?
These are the all
thank
of,
you
Yeah, and all of the races in, this is important, I'm glad you brought that up. All of the races in spring elections, except for the special election for Senate in the District 8, which is a bit of Menominee Falls, is the bit of Waukesha County in that. They're all nonpartisan, but that all that means is when you go into the, you know, you look at your ballot, there isn't going to be an R or a D or an L or anything else next to the person's name. And sometimes I hear voters be surprised that they don't have any indication, you know, which way the candidate leans by looking at the ballot. So that's why you need to do your homework ahead of time. And actually, on our website at blueskywaukesha.org, if you click on the elections endorsements page, at the bottom of the top section, there's a nonpartisan candidate guide that is put out by a group called guides.org. Mm. And that really is, it's just basic information about all four of the candidates with no opinion or bias put in at all, and it links to all of their websites. So that, regardless of what your leaning is, that's a good place to look for that. Yes. Guides.vote, sure. Yeah, is their website.
And one thing we want to emphasize, Kristen, is that for the court, we need to put ideology aside, that Supreme Court members should be all about the rule of law. And so it's so important because our courts have become so politicized, and the rule of law, right, must trump any political ideologies you have. And could you help explain why that's important?
Well, I think you're right. You want people who are not making up new laws or, coming in with preconceived notions. However, I think we're learning more and more that folks do want to vote for someone who shares their values and will also deliver within the scope of the law a ruling that is fair and just. So I think that's where people have gotten a bit disillusioned, especially with the U.S. Supreme Court, is that they seem very out of touch with where the citizens of America are. So that's why I think it's important to do your research, learn about the candidates. There's lots of articles out there. There is that guide, the Nonpartisan Voters Guide on guides.vote. And you can, you know, really spend, even if you spend 10 or 15 minutes reading the backgrounds of the people, you know, think about who you want making decisions for you, because it is important. This is a 10-year term. So someone's going to be in that seat for 10 years.
That's a long time.
You want it to be someone who you think is protecting your rights. It's a long time. And the other thing is, you know, I really hope that a lot of people vote in this primary and the general election, because not every state gets the opportunity to vote for their Supreme Court justices.
Interesting. Okay.
You know, we certainly don't get to vote for our U.S. Supreme Court, but so this is a big opportunity.
Absolutely. So, Kristen, when we come back from the break, there's one issue in particular concerning fair elections that this Supreme Court race hinges upon, as well as some general elections coming up. I'd love for you to stick around and discuss. So,
sure.
We'll be back on This Week in Waukesha, and we're going to talk about fair elections in our Supreme Court. Don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on the Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue.
Order online today at knuckleheads.shop.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 34. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 27. Tonight, cloudy. Highs level off around 34. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
That's the Grassroots with Sooner or Later. I play this song this time every year to remind all the guys out there. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, so great chocolatier here on Main Street. And Kristen Hansen's with us. I'm sure she's got a lot of great recommendations for Valentine's Day. And hey, you know what I learned, Kristen? I just realized.
What did you learn?
When I was back home, and my brother loves, he binge watches The Office. And I didn't realize that one character named Creed is Creed Bratton. From the Grassroots. How cool is that? And he plays a fictionalized version of himself. Yeah. So,
very okay, cool. That's kind of awesome.
Art imitating life and life imitating art. Yeah, very cool. So, but one of my favorite love songs.
You want to hear my advice for Valentine's Day for everyone?
Please.
Don't pull this crap about how it's a Hallmark holiday and you don't care about it unless you are 1,000% sure your partner feels the same way.
Excellent advice.
I've heard so many people be like, well, that's not a real holiday. I love my wife every day. Well, you know what? It's still kind of nice to have a little poke on the calendar to remind you to show it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said, Kristen. Well said. So,
my husband's great at that, so I'm not talking about him.
All right. Well, and I like to remind my wife that with us every day is Valentine's Day. So.
But roses are on sale.
Yeah, guys out there, like, yeah, if there is one day, though, you should kind of go the extra measure. And so, you know what I could never figure out, and I apologize for going off topic, because I used to work in Vegas twice a year. There's a trade show I do there, and one was in February and the other was in August. But in February, you'd be amazed at the number of people getting married on Valentine's Day. Now, if you're the woman, like, why would you waste that day? You're letting your husband off the hook. Now he's got only one day, you know, to wine and dine you and show his love. And so you've cheated yourself out of that second day. I couldn't figure that out for the life of me.
Well, I can't see. I can't speak to that because
anyway, but another
story. We got married on my birthday so that I would remember the dates. And that is a true story. I'm terrible with dates. The only dates I know are when to vote. That I can remember.
Fantastic.
Anyway,
so Kristen, yeah,
speaking of voting, yes, what should we talk about voting, next?
Yes. One issue at stake is we've got a problem with fair elections in Wisconsin. The maps have been drawn and they are very skewed. You look at the last elections, I understand, you know, Matt Flynn talks about this a lot in his show, is that the majority vote was overall, if you counted every vote, was Democrat. Not by enough, but enough that, you know, it's not really well represented, but yet the majority of victories or, you know, in the legislature and everywhere else show Republican. And that's just not right. It's not fair. And, you know, if you're a Republican, you can laugh and say, ha ha. But someday that pendulum's going to swing and the Democrats could very easily do that to you.
And, well, yeah, and, you know, this is, let me just say, I know this is one of the Republican talking points is the voters are clustered where they're clustered, and that's, it's not our fault that that's how the, you know, the districts work. That is not entirely true. So, yes, there are broad swaths where no matter what you do, the district is going to heavily lean red or heavily lean blue. But if you were really trying to draw fair districts, which we do believe the governor did try to do when he submitted his maps, which, if we remember, were initially accepted by the Supreme Court, if you're really trying to do that and to make sure that minority voters are represented or at least have an opportunity to choose their representative, there are ways you can draw the map to make more competitive districts.
Right.
So what I mean by that is we should be trying to look at a map that not only is fair to the balance of the voters so that the representation seems more balanced, but also so that there are districts where there is real competition. We have a situation now in Wisconsin that all voters should be upset about, which is they've drawn the maps to predetermine almost all of our legislative districts, and I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
In every other year when we elect all of the assembly seats are elected every other year, and it's staggered with the Senate, but you have a situation where a tiny handful of those seats is actually competitive. So even if you're a Republican who lives in the fringes of Milwaukee, for example, or in a lean blue district,
right,
you should also be upset that there's little to no chance you're going to have someone that shares your values get elected to represent you. Do we at least want some competition so that the elected officials have to actually talk about the issues, vie for your vote?
Yeah.
I think that is, to me, one of the core problems with gerrymandering is that you have people who, once they win in a safe seat, they have no reason to listen to the voters ever again.
Right.
They can rerun in that seat for the rest of their lives. They never have to listen to the voters. They're going to get reelected just by rolling over and getting out of bed. And that is not good for anyone.
And I've seen it happen at the local level as an alderman where a majority of the elders are not engaging with their constituents because they know they're not going to lose and they're not running against, they have nobody running against them. And that's, you know, when we get back from the break, this is a shorter segment, Kristen, we're going to talk about, there's six seats up for election, six incumbents for the city council, and there's only one alder that's being challenged. And so when you know, we want to talk about why that happens and what we can do to solve that, get people to participate.
Sounds great.
Yeah, so I appreciate you sticking around. James Santel has just walked in for morning cannolis. We might get him to join the discussion.
Wave to Jim for me.
I will wait, but Kristen, you'll be very upset to know that Jim brought cannolis, and so you really missed out. So, but maybe we can airmail you one. But
tell him to drop me one on his way past my house.
All right, careful what you wish for. So, hey, we'll be back to talk more with Kristen Hansen, and then we're gonna finish up the Supreme Court discussion, and then focus in on these local elections. This Week in Watch Talk continues.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. There's word a suspected Chinese spy balloon is now high over the Midwest. Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
Military officials have recommended against shooting it down, but officials say that recommendation could change once the balloon gets over an unpopulated area.
China insists it's a civilian balloon conducting research. The government says employers tacked on 517,000 jobs last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Although economic growth is weakening, the labor market remains resilient. which means the Fed is likely to continue raising interest rates.
The unemployment rate hit a new half-century low, 3.4%. Forecaster Craig Allen watching a northern deep freeze.
This dangerous chill has the temperatures already well below zero from Minnesota and Wisconsin across the lakes, as well as Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York State, and now moving into New England.
Wind chills dipping below zero. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacist for restrictions and exclusions.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and yes, the revolution will not be televised. But you will hear it here on Walk Radio and throughout the Civic Media family of stations statewide. Kristen, are you still there? Kristen Hansen. Or did we... Oh, fantastic. So thanks for sticking around, Kristen. I know
not choking on the cannoli is good. Yeah. That's good.
Hey, I got to say, for those of you watching the Facebook live stream, the two happiest guys in Waukesha are myself and Calvin enjoying these lovely cannolis courtesy of Jim Santel, the morning cannolis. And Jim, if you're listening, Kristen says if you have an extra one, maybe on the way home, you can stop by her house. But, yeah, he says it's got your name on it. So, but... I mean, you may want to put on a pot of coffee by the time Jim gets there. So,
yeah, there you go.
Hey, speaking of treats and breakfast, please don't forget that the Rotary Club's pancake breakfast is taking place right now at the Expo Center and the County Fairgrounds. You can have the best of both worlds by downloading the Civic Media app from your smartphone so that you can enjoy my show along with Morning Cannolis while enjoying a delicious breakfast courtesy of the Rotary Club. I hope to get over there later, and special thanks to Amanda Medina-Roddy for the invite. Unfortunately, there are some family members under the weather, so we're looking into that. That may impact my ability to attend. But the good news is for the rest of you is that there will be more pancakes for you if you can make it, especially, you know, my son Evan's not going, and he's a football player that he puts it away. So, hope to see everybody there. But so, Kristen, yeah, we wanted to finish our conversation first about the Supreme Court and then jump into the local elections. And one question I had before we put the Supreme Court away is we do have a candidate that's become quite the, we can say it, a national celebrity. She's also a Waukesha South alumnus and in one of our own. It's Jennifer Doro. But again, would it not be preferable to have someone like her, maybe with her own radio show or TV show or podcast versus dictating the rule of law for our state? And not a knock on her, but what I'm alluding at is really looking at the overall record of the candidates and not just someone that got a lot of TV time and handled herself with a certain amount of integrity and in dealing with a very difficult trial. Involving the Christmas, but there's a lot more. There's a much bigger picture here that Wisconsin voters, Waukesha voters, need to pay attention to for Supreme Court.
Yeah, and this is where a person's research should come in. You need to look at the candidate's experience and character, you know, as a whole, and make a decision for yourself. Just because somebody, you know, had their 15 minutes of fame on TikTok does not mean they deserve or should have, you know, a 10-year term on the highest court in the state of Wisconsin. So, you know, in the case that we have here, all four of the candidates are sitting judges. Three of the four are sitting judges. One of them had been a judge and a justice. So they have histories. And you're going to, with four candidates, you're going to see a lot of articles come out about different aspects of these people's, lives and backgrounds. So you need to pay attention to this one, not just base it on one case or someone's, you know, celebrity status, because that is fleeting.
Yeah.
And sometimes people who are lifted up into the spotlight wither under it. Let's just say that.
Sure. Yeah, you know, I think, too, is to do an even deeper dive, or maybe if you're not a big reader, talk to your family lawyer or a member of your family that is an attorney, get their opinions. Stick around for James Santel that comes on at 9, because he's going to discuss the Supreme Court, throughout the next, you know, going all the way up to the April general election. You're going to get some good nuggets of information to help guide, help form your who you should vote for. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I mean, what we have here are, if I may be so bold as to, you know, label them a little bit, there are two very conservative candidates, one who I think is more moderate and one who will probably be seen as the more progressive. So, if you are a conservative voter, you've got two choices and you really need to dig in and decide who you think would be a good justice all the way around. Maybe even someone who, and this is for all four of the candidates, think about, you know, who is going to be able to stand up, like, dare I say it, Brian Hagedorn, and you know, maybe be a, not necessarily, and I don't know if we want to use the term swing vote, but, you know, who's going to really look at each case individually and say, where is justice here? Yes, an independent thinker. That's a good way to put it. Who is going to look at each case and say justice needs to be done within the confines of the law? And what do I think about that? And how am I going to convince my fellow justices to move in that direction? Because we have had some cases out of this right-leaning Supreme Court that are questionable at best, where they were reading things into the laws that are not there. Like, and this, you talked about gerrymandering before. This is a perfect example. they came out before they even really investigated the case in front of them and said, we're going to base our decision on the least change to the current map. This is not a thing. That is not a, there is no law, there is no basis in history that says gerrymandering cases should be, you know, that justices should look at these cases and try to change the map as little as possible from the previous egregious gerrymander. So that is something they made up, and then they ruled based on that profile.
Wow.
That's the kind of thing we can't have happening.
It's unconscionable.
It was a shame. Yeah. It made Wisconsin a less democratic state. Small d democratic. Yeah.
And that's the ultimate tragedy here, is that there's a few interests at work here. And again, if you're on the right, you know, be careful what you wish for, because someday the left or the Democrat may take the majority back, and they may be entitled to those same antics, and it's just it ruins a good thing for everybody. Is that correct?
Agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're going to jump over now to the local elections. And this, I will confess, as former Alderman Don Paul Brown, and I have my hands full here at my office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. I mean, how many alders do you know have a retired U.S. attorney coming in to speak to the people from their offices? Not very many.
Zero, Don.
Or Kristen Hansen calling in. So I know you may be connecting with Alicia on occasion, Alicia Alvin-Slavin in the 11th. But six seats up for reelection and only one seat being challenged. It turns out it's my new district. It's Eric Payne, the longstanding alder, is being challenged by Bob Salb.
Who we know,
local activists. And it's essentially, and again, it's nonpartisan. These are nonpartisan elections, and that's what I like, because it all comes down to local issues. And all politics at the end of the day is local. And, why? Can you explain? I mean, I know, but I want your opinion. Why are there nobody else running for city council?
Knowing I was going to be on your show, I've given this a lot of thought. I think there are two things going on here. One of them is kind of the good news. The good news is I think things are going well in the city of Waukesha. People feel like...
I can agree with that.
The city is moving forward. You know, we don't have any major drama. Thank you, Mayor. And we don't have, we don't have big issues where people are feeling like, we got to get rid of these guys. This place is, a mess. So that part's good.
Problem,
I'm glad
yes.
people feel comfortable mm-hmm. with the way the city is being run. However, I think the other issue is because of that, there's an apathy and people don't even know who their district, who their alderman is,
right.
or whether they're doing a good job. And so I think taking political leanings out of it completely, because to be honest with you, we do such a good job, I think, in Waukesha of not politicizing the common council that I couldn't tell you which direction most of these people lean, because I don't care if they're doing a good job.
Absolutely.
But there are some people, and this is where I would ask the listeners to start to pay a little bit of attention. Is your alderman even doing the job? Because what I do here sometimes is, because you can look at the agendas, you can look at the minutes, you can see who showed up to the meeting and who didn't. You can go and watch the meetings if you want to.
Right.
I don't know if they're still putting them on online, but
yep.
is your alderman just not even coming to the meetings? Mm-hmm. Is your alderman like not even showing up to the meetings of the committees that they're assigned to?
And is
because
your,
they're getting paid.
Yeah, and is your alder an independent voice for the district? Or-
yeah.
Or just a free vote for the city leadership.
Standing up for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they actually representing your little district?
Right.
And not some larger voice coming from somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I would say, it's too late for this year, but unless you're in District 2, you do have a choice and you should look into whether your alderman is actually doing his job. But for the rest of them, in the future, spend a little time over the next couple of years and look at whether you're satisfied that your alderman is actually representing you. And if they're not, It's a part-time gig. You will have some meetings to go to. It does pay a bit of money,
right?
For your time. But you know, maybe you think you want to do a better job. Maybe you think this time for you to, you know, even serve a couple of terms, sure, give back to your community. Yeah. I think that's where I think it's completely, you know, nonpartisan and unbiased. If a person is not taking the job seriously, but sitting in that seat just taking up space, then you should think about challenging them.
And even in good times, and you nailed it on the head, the city's doing well for the most part, but even in good times, it's important to have healthy debate. It's important to have fresh people with fresh ideas and a fresh approach. And perhaps maybe even a bigger commitment to engage with the constituents. And unfortunately, we don't. You know, I like all of the, for the most part, I like the people that I served with on the council, and including the ones that are up for re-election. But they, even by their own admission, they don't return a phone call within 24 hours or an email, or they may not return it at all. And there is some of them are even very smug about that or very intentional about that. And that to me is a bigger problem. I mean, what makes this city, this country great, is the people, you know, the ultimate bosses. And so, you know, from my own experience too, as an alder, I felt that I had tremendous influence over shaping the future of this city, the budgets that I voted on, the reforms that we made. You know, there's a park in my own neighborhood that's much safer and a much more enjoyable experience. Because we got together with the neighbors and the parks department and made some cosmetic changes that make for a much better experience. And I take tremendous pride
in that.
And that's a big thing, though. That's a big part of our life is our, you know, the joy of our play and the ability to have a safe and fun place for our kids to play. So I'm glad that you're speaking to that. Calvin, how are we doing on time here?
We have about 90 seconds left.
90 seconds. That sounds terrific. So, when we come back from the break, and Kristen, if you can stick around just a few minutes more, there is a there is an ordinance that the Ordinance and License Committee, when they meet this Monday the 6th at 6 p.m., actually, I think it's 6:30, but there's a chicken ordinance that's being discussed.
yes, I've heard about this.
This was up for review or vote when I was an alder a few years back, And it's just one of these interesting political issues. You know, never make the national news, but for people in Waukesha and this growing city, that's a hot button issue and one that people should be paying attention to and listening to. So we're going to talk more about that with Kristen Hansen when This Week in Waukesha continues. Don't go away.
The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at adoptuskids.org. You can't imagine the reward.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected today, with daytime highs approaching 34. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Low is around 27. Tonight, cloudy. Highs level off around 34. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
This is my dearly departed friend, Sam Cooke, with Change Gonna Come. Wonderful song. And with Gil Scott Herring, who we had earlier, and then Sam Cooke, it's also my kind of reminder that this is Black History Month. And Kristen, do you have any plans for observing or any ideas for how people can and should observe Black History Month?
I think that there are a lot of books out there from a African-American or Black perspective, and you should read Black authors during Black History Month. Don't read about them. Read from them. Read right. Black authors.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you haven't read it, I would highly recommend the autobiography of Malcolm X by Alex Haley, because that is an amazing portrait of American history seen from the eyes of an African-American who... You talk about the transformation in his life. It's definitely a great portrait of 20th century American history, and would give, you know, all of us a good perspective and the African-American experience in America. I know that I believe Earl Ingram will be dedicating some time during his show, 8 to 11, Monday through Friday, touching on some Black history moments and opportunities. So I highly encourage you to check Earl out. You should be listening to Earl anyway. He's a fantastic human being, and really does a great job.
I think the legislature actually agreed on some people to honor during Black History Month too this year. So
nice,
we've got that going for us. Yeah,
and bipartisan support. So that's,
fantastic. Look at that.
And I apologize for my ignorance. Do you know who some of those individuals may be?
I'm going to guess people like Val Phillips, but to be honest, I did not read the whole article yet.
Okay.
It just came out. So I'm sure we'll see the full list somewhere.
Sounds great.
It's people from Wisconsin is how they narrowed it down. They said they wanted to highlight people who made an impact on the state. And I think that's fair.
That is so. Yeah. Really quick. Cause I know we were going to talk about the chicken ordinance, but, Johnny Watermelon, when he would help me out at the farmer's market when I was broadcasting the show there on Saturdays, he had a sweatshirt that said Freedom, and it had a clover, and Freedom, Wisconsin, and the high school nickname was the Irish. And I liked that sweatshirt for a number of reasons. He ended up giving it to me as a white elephant gift for Christmas. And, being Irish, I loved that. But I also know I learned about the story during Black History Month a year or two ago, that Freedom, Wisconsin was settled, their first non-native settler was a gentleman named James Andrew Jackson, who was an African-American who arrived there in 1830 and had a lot of success in business. And he was asked by the town residents if they could name the town after him, Jackson. But he wanted the town to be named Freedom because this is where he obtained his freedom. So just a nice little wrinkle of a Black history here in Wisconsin that's shaped our state's history. And, love to learn more about that story moving forward. So, I know we don't have much time, so unfortunately we got to switch back to the chicken ordinance. So I knew I threw you a curveball, Kristen, because I didn't ask you to prepare for this. But a great example of local politics that people need to be involved in and paying attention to, because for many of us that type of thing affects where you live and how you get to live.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I just I do think it's good that they're finally bringing this up, making some kind of an ordinance. I don't think people realize we have ordinances about how many pets you can have. But oftentimes, unless there's a complaint and it's serious, nobody pays any attention to it.
Right.
The issue with chickens, and here is, you know, I've done a teeny bit of research during the break here. People say they want chickens because they want the eggs. Okay, that's fair. Chickens are a lot of work, and they are not just your chickens. They immediately become your neighbor's chickens in the sense that they can be very dirty and smelly, and if you get the wrong kind, a lot of noise.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think this is one of those things where it's not cute to think, I'm going to raise some chickens so I can get fresh eggs and be like Martha Stewart. They are a lot of work to keep the space clean and, you know, not interfering with your neighbor's enjoyment of their own property.
Sure.
So I think it's good that they're really looking into this. And it appears as though, from what I've heard, Alicia actually talked about this at our last meeting. And I think it's good that they're trying to come to some kind of a compromise, because Waukesha is... A big chunk of Waukesha is an urban area, and you have close, small backyards. You don't want someone with a farmette in the middle of an urban area where your neighbors can't get away from the smell and the noise.
Sure.
And chickens are prey. You know, do you want other kinds of animals coming in there to try to get at the chickens? And, you know, it's a barnyard animal for a reason. So I'm glad they're coming up with some reasonable rules.
Sure, because I remember when I was on the council a couple years back, there were some people, proponents for chickens, and including some young children that were really good at raising chickens.
I remember that,
and
yep.
It was very well organized and well spoken. They talked about, you know, Waukesha's long agrarian history, which still, you know, lives, even though we've become much more urbanized, and that this was one of the happy mediums of living in Waukesha, is that you still could enjoy some of that rustic living and enjoy things like chickens and eggs if you were responsible enough to care for them. And so, and this is another reason why people need to get more involved. And, you know, unfortunately, I'd never really heard from those people again, and I'm sure they'll be, you know, coming back on Monday at that meeting to talk about that. But, again, when you only have one race out of six, unfortunately, some of those things can just be taken care of without you knowing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, yeah.
People just need to remember, just because you can stand up there and say, I'm a responsible owner of these animals, that doesn't mean everyone will be. So
right.
You have to be
yep.
reasonable about it.
Absolutely,
right.
Yeah. So, Kristen, what I would love to do in the future, and we'd probably pick a strategic time. There'll probably be another city council election coming up, because I believe it's every year. You know, it's staggered. Maybe like late summer, early fall. We'd love to have you back on the show, or even kind of do a series on how people can run for office and what's involved.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You don't need to raise a lot of money. You only need 20 signatures to be a council member. And so there's really not a lot of heavy lifting in terms of running a campaign. And also just think of those one or two issues where you feel like the city's not doing enough for you or your alder's not doing enough for you. So,
yeah. Right. And you don't have to be there forever. What is it? It's a three-year term. Serve your community.
Yep. Yeah. And there's also, if you don't want to be a legislator, there's different committees you can serve on as a volunteer citizen. And so whatever your interest or your professional passion is, you know, check that out. Call the mayor's office. Call your alder. So, Kristen, any final comments in the 30 seconds we have left?
Vote February 21st or early starting this Tuesday.
Sounds great.
And do your research and vote.
Sounds great.
Elmbrook School Board also has a primary. Check that out if you're in the Elmbrook District.
Good call. Kristen Hansen, thanks so much for joining us today. James Santel is next with Morning Cannolis. And stick around at noon. Charlie Behrens makes his inaugural visit to Walk Radio and Civic Media. So it's going to be a really fun Saturday. And then check out the black shirts at Pewaukee in person. See you Tuesday. See ya.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to scent season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.